Hi, my name is Adisri Ramal. Today is June 12th, 2019, and I'm going to be interviewing my dad, Anoop Ramal, about overcoming hardships. Okay, so where were you born and how was your childhood?
I was born in a country called Nepal. It's a very small country between India and China, full of mountains. So I was lucky to be born there, and I had a really nice childhood, I would say. Good education, good parents, no family issues. So it was just normal childhood for me.
And were there any hard parts of your childhood?
Growing up, not really. But, you know, as I got into my teenage years, there were some struggles and hardship because I wanted to go to U.S. and my parents wouldn't let me go to the U.S.
So how did you resolve that problem?
So then I started a business there. Made some money, sold that business, got some money, and with that money, I came to U.S.
Okay, and did you come alone?
Yes.
And what were some of the struggles other than your parents not letting you come?
The process of getting admitted into college, I had to start everything from scratch. I didn't know how to get here. So learning, and there was no internet at that time, if you remember. So basically library was my only source. So I'd go to library, find out about US colleges, how to apply it, how much money I need, correspond with them. And once I got accepted, I just, boom, flew out.
And why did you want to come to America, or like what was your life goal?
Freedom was one. Education was probably the first thing. And then the freedom and just the basically a freedom. Because here in U.S., it's a free country. Back home in Nepal, it was still a monarch country, like ran by a king. So everything had to be by law and order. And I just didn't want to live the rest of my life like that.
And did you ever hesitate coming to America or worry about your family?
Yeah, I hesitated because it was a brand new place for me. I didn't know what I was getting into, and leaving the family was hard part too. But I overcame it.
Okay, and how did you meet Amu, aka my mom?
So I met Amu in college. We were in the same college, and high school. It was plus two, like 11th and 12th. So I was in 12th grade, she was in 11th. And then when I decided to come here, I promised that I would come back in 4 years and marry you, and that's exactly what I did.
And did you guys get married in Nepal?
Yeah, I went back after 4 years, got married, and brought her here with me.
So once you guys came here, how did you realize that you wanted to have a business?
So the early life was really tough for your mom and I because we didn't have money. I had a lot of student debt, like $40,000-$50,000. I didn't have any money. And then I have a family now that I need to support. So we went through a lot of trouble. We worked like two or three jobs, both of us, paid all of the debt, and then got a job, finished up the college, got a job. But up to that part, it was really hard.
And did you move to a bunch of places before you settled in Ventura?
I did. So I first, from Nepal, I came straight to Chicago. Only because Michael Jordan was there. That was the only reason. I was a huge fan. So when I had all the options, 52 states, and I picked Chicago because Michael Jordan was playing for Chicago Bulls at that time, and I wanted to watch him live. That was on my bucket list from when I was a kid. So, and that's exactly what I did. The first thing I came was I went to a bad Bulls game.
And after Chicago, how did you guys...
Then after Chicago, I moved to Alabama, Jacksonville, Alabama, for my college. And I did my college in accounting and finance there, bachelor. Then came back to Chicago. And then after I almost finished my college, I went back to Nepal, got married, brought your mom back to Alabama, and finished up my last semester there. Then we moved to Chicago. And then from Chicago, we moved to Santa Barbara. In 2002.
So a lot of moving.
With my work, basically.
Okay, and that's it. So thank you.
Is that all you want to know?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. It was nice talking to you.
Nice talking to you,
Thank you for having me here tonight.